It's the start of a new season, and the Venerable Doctor is making his thrilling return in episode 1 of Las Pinturas Negras.
You have no means of stopping us. You are defenseless and without what you would deem hope.
Oh, you're right, of course. I mean, I have nothing. Nothing at all. Not even, say, your signal amplification array's receptor circuit and my sonic screwdriver. Are you feeling the heat yet, Cyber Controller?
You have rendered my locomotive controls non-functional.
Did I now?
Assist. I am out of control.
Oh, crumbs. Wait, no! That wasn't supposed to...
I could have sworn I heard voices coming from down here.
It looks like her eyes, up there on the catwalk. It's the Doctor!
And the Cyber Controller! Oh no, it's gonna fall!
Doctor!
Only one heartbeat. Oh, goodness. One of them stopped.
It's far from being all over.
Who's that?
Oh, he's too old. But he's too fat, isn't he? No, he's too thin. That one's too young. Is this the best you can do? I've never seen such an incredible bunch.
Where are those voices?
Tear, Sarah Jane. I don't cry. While this life is...
Hope? Oh, no. No, that can't be it. I am not regenerating here.
It's the end that the moment has been prepared for.
Oh, no. It has not been prepared for. This was an accident, I tell you. An accident.
I might regenerate. I don't know.
It feels different this time.
No, I don't want it to happen like this.
Change, my dear. And it seems not a moment too soon.
Already too late.
Doctor? Doctor? Speak to us.
Oh, Zachariah. What can he say? I don't know if anybody could...
No, he can't die. He can't die. No one defeats the Doctor.
This wasn't part of the plan. Funny how things supposed.
What?
What's going on?
Pop those eyes back in your head, would you? You're making me feel nine shades of self-conscious, you know.
What happened to your face? It's changed.
Has it? Yes, I was wondering what the squirmy feeling and the smell of roasted almonds was all about.
You're... really the Doctor?
Of course I am, my dear. Who else would I be?
We'll be right back.
gone in there yet.
Patience is a virtue, Miss Anderson.
Well?
He's gonna be fine. He's probably just a little sore. Be gentle.
Right, sure. Whatever. Doctor!
Geez, you think he just died and come back to... Oh, wait. That's exactly what happened. How do I get myself into these messes?
Doctor! Ugh, it's like New Guinea in here. Doctor?
Hello.
You scared me.
Ah, sorry and all that. Holding up all right, are you?
I'm fine, but it's you I'm worried sick about. I mean, what happened to you? There was all that light, and then you...
Changed? Indeed. All things change. It's called cellular regeneration, my dear. Wonderful little trick. Not to be abused. Still, it might have been less traumatic had the cyber controller not been sprawled all over me. Give me that hand mirror, would you?
Sure.
Well, I've been worse, certainly. I prefer a few more curls. I do rather like the mole, though. Very welcome change. Keith, still have those. Lovely. 10 out of 10. Oh, Whitney, the outfit. And be honest.
Very distinguished. Silver and bright blue. That's very charming, I think. Does this happen often, then? Cellular what's-its, I mean.
Oh, only when needed. Now, I know what you're thinking. Is my doctor still in there? Well, yes. Yes, he's as much a part of me as I am. And every me that was, every me that could be. That part of me will forever have an effect on my development. Exactly the same way you will on him, him on you, you both will on me, and I on you both. That is the manner in which all things rose from the primal incoherence in the universe affect one another. In that endless, beautiful...
I'm beginning to think that bump on the head knocks something loose.
In a nutshell,
you're telling me.
Communication. I say, is any of this getting through?
Well...
Of course, some would say there is a limit to eternity. But that's all perception. We are all stars. Plenty of wanderers burn on into their millions and still have all the energy of a schoolboy. Others make it as far as their 40-something enfleshment before they grow a bit tired of it all and, well, that's the way it is, I imagine. Well, glad we got the obligatory continuity nod out of the way. Ah! The console room! My sense of direction remains as strong as a homing pigeon's! Delightful birds, so crafty. I say, I do go on a bit, don't I? Oof, must still be tender. You know, Whitney. Come here. I'm part homing pigeon, as it happens.
Hey, what are you two giggling about over there?
I maintain I'm part homing pigeon, and I don't think she believes me.
Yeah, I kind of have to agree with her. You're a little bigger, better looking, just in general.
Why, thank you, Mr. Cobb, but I'm afraid you'll have to buy me a drink first. Now, your pair, wherever shall we go next? I'm craving some... Ah, paella. Yes, that would hit the spot just right.
Still letting your stomach do the driving. Nice to see some things never change.
I'll lecture you on the importance of cuisine later, my dear. I burnt off a lot of calories with that stunt, and I rather need to satisfy my yearnings.
You sound like a pregnant woman.
I choose to take that as a compliment. And now, España! There we go. We are... off! You know, you both should probably go dress for warmer climates.
But we just came from the wardrobe room.
Splendid! Then you should know the way back. Now, now, less complaining, more changing of clothes. Land of culture, cuisine, and sights aplenty.
Tone it down a bit. There might be people in that house taking a siesta.
It looks familiar for some reason. Have we been here before, Doctor?
Not that I recall, no.
Well, if you did, it would have been before I joined you guys.
Can't quite place... Yes! Quinta del Sordo! Didn't stop for long on my last trip, but it was... very pleasant. Francisco and I had such fun painting together. He was much better than me, of course, but I at least could keep inside the lines.
Francisco? As in Francisco Goya?
Very astute. You know of him, then?
I heard his name once or twice in Spanish class. I swear, I slept through most of that. Wasn't he the mad one that did all the pictures of witches?
Be that as it may, I wonder if he'll recognize me.
I thought we were here to satisfy your yearnings.
Oh, really, Zacharias? There's always time to pop in for a quick halloo while passing through. Besides, it'd be rude not to.
Guess no one's home.
Excuse me. What on earth are you doing on my property?
Sightseeing?
A likely story. Go on, be off with you. There's nothing to see here.
Actually, there's plenty for me to see. Is this not La Quinta del Sordo? Final residence of Francisco Goya?
Yes.
Well, I wish to see the Sordo. See the Sordo? I say, that was dreadful, wasn't it? Keep that one under your hat, would you? I'd hate to make an unpopular comment at this stage of the proceedings. Yes, can I help you? I'm the doctor. These are Whitney and Zacharias, my accomplices.
Accomplices? Never a new one.
You've obviously not kept up to date with the current events, Doctor.
Ah, well, back and forth through the cosmos. Who has time for current?
Francisco passed away quite some years ago. Deathman's villa is now mine. At least for the moment, anyway.
Oh, no. How frightfully unfortunate. I was looking forward to catching up with the old kook.
Kook? That's the nicest word I've heard for him in a while. My grandfather was very respected in some circles, you understand. But his final works did not benefit his reputation.
What do you mean by that?
My, you really have been out of touch, haven't you? You've not heard tell of those wretched horrors he splashed over all the blessed walls. I can't bring myself to set foot in the place more than 5 minutes for them.
Horrors? 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 What's this about horrors? I'm quite partial to a good horror, you know. Craven or Barker?
If you don't actually live in there, what are you here for?
I'm the only one who cares to keep an eye on it.
No. Let's not start a confrontation. I respect it's your family's property, and if you'd like us to leave, we will. We were just passing by on our way to lunch anyway. Come along, you two.
I'm sorry. I suppose if you came all the way here, it'd be uncivilized to refuse you. I mean, it's not like you can steal the paintings or anything.
What do he mean, you can't steal the paintings?
I was wondering the same thing.
You weren't planning to, were you?
Of course not, but... Oh, my word, what is that?
That is one of the abominations my grandfather painted towards the end of his time here. He never named his works, but we've dubbed it the Great He-Goat.
That's not that bad. Isn't that a little harsh?
It's well made, but... just look at some of them. What's that one?
That one is Saturn devouring his son. And the one behind you is the Seductress.
That one's alright. Actually, it's quite nice. Who was she?
Leocadia, his maid. Some say his lover. She's leaning on a funeral mound.
Charming.
I understand what you meant now. You can't take them from the house because they're part of the house, painted over the walls themselves.
Las Pinturas Negras. The 14 black paintings. Although some say 15. Possibly some of the most disturbing visions ever put to canvas. Wonderful.
Wonderful. I'm sure you jest, Doctor.
No, Mariano, don't you see? Yes, they are horrible and gruesome and all levels of nasty, but they're also true. We see pictures. Your dear old grandfather was seeing something far greater. Something drove him to these. What? I cannot say. I've seen a great many terrible things, but nothing has scared me quite so much as the latitude of human minds. The grandest haunted house ever erected.
Señor Goya! Señor Goya!
Calm down, Miguel. Take a deep breath, then tell me what happened.
It's happened again, Señor Goya. In the town. The apparition.
No, not this again. There's no apparition.
No, it's real. I know it. This time I saw it for myself. This way, towards the square.
This crowd's as thick as pea soup. What are we supposed to be looking for?
Ew. I think I just stepped on something.
Horses are still the main form of transportation in this time period, I'm afraid. You'll have to learn to either be careful or get used to it.
Oh, thank goodness I didn't wear my good shoes.
At least you're wearing shoes. The doctor said dress for a hot climate, so I opted for sandals.
There. The throng clears up over this way.
Finally. That's better.
Quite. So, Mariana, what's all this about an apparition?
Lately there has been rumors around the town that people have been spotting the ghost of my grandfather. It never happened twice in the same place, but have been getting steadily closer to the square.
It's true. I saw it this time. It was him, plain as the nose on my face.
I've never seen it for myself. Frankly, I believe all to be a part of a vicious rumor designed to disparage the dead further.
If you don't believe in ghosts, why did we come here?
I'm looking for someone.
Ah, who exactly?
See that man in black talking to those old fishwives?
You mean that preacher?
His name is Ricardo Solozano, and he's no more a man of God than I am the pot-bellied boar, Doctor. He's a confident trickster, a fraud, and probably the one responsible for starting the stories. I shouldn't wonder.
I think so, eh?
Who else could it be? He always seems to be the first person to arrive when the so-called appearances occur. Not to mention...
Mariano, it's a pleasure to see you again.
Pleasurable as a venomous snake in your habit, I'm sure.
You should teach your houseboy better manners, sir. His sharp tongue could get him into trouble.
Miguel, I don't need you to represent me.
But, senor...
Miguel, my dear fellow, why don't you direct us towards a nice restaurant, hmm? I'd be very interested in having you tell us more about this apparition.
All right. I know a good place just down that street.
Splendid! Coming?
Sure, Doctor. Whitney, are you coming?
What are you staring at?
Pardon me, madam. Are you English?
American. What's it to you?
Nothing to me. But if I were you, I'd watch myself around this town.
If you were me, you'd be a bombshell in the looks department, pal.
Oh, how splendidly enchanting your new friends are, Mariano. Wherever did you meet them? Carnival?
Excuse me? Say that again, I dare you.
Steady on, Whitney.
Whitney? He's not worth it.
Let me add him. I'll make sure he's laughing out of the other side of his face.
Miguel, take the doctor and his assistants along, would you? I'll join you when I'm finished here.
Yes, Senor Goya.
Ah, thank you very much. Authentic Spanish cuisine. Mucho delicioso. Cheer up, Miguel. Tell us a story.
What will you do after?
Solve the mystery, of course. Bring some peace of mind to you, your master, and perhaps all of Madrid. Alternatively, we could just put Francisco to rest.
The appearances began a couple of months ago. They happen once or twice a week, moving further and further every time. Some of the elders in the church predict it's making its way toward the deaf man's villa.
Why do they think that?
Francisco died in France. Maybe he just wants to get back home?
So how does that Solozano character fit in with all this?
With a lot of grease.
Yeah, and how?
The conflict was bad for many of Spain's richer families. Señor Goya's family treasury has felt it as much as anyone's. Solozano has offered to buy the villa for a very generous price. Señor Goya fears what he might do to the paintings.
Judging by the way he referred to them, I wouldn't think he cared at all that much for them. Last time I checked, abomination wasn't a compliment.
He does care. Whether it's sentimental or monetary, I don't know. But he's adamant the house should never be sold to somebody who would destroy them, and Solozano has made clear his distaste for them. All but one.
Oh? And which one would that be?
The great he-goat. Says it speaks to him or something. He also says he wants to turn the building into a house of faith.
Except we've already been told the man's not a real preacher.
Señor Goya thinks he'll eventually buy up the whole district, tear down the buildings, and resell the land for development at double the price.
Must have a lot of dough if he can afford that.
Dough?
Money.
Ah. Well, Solozano is one of the wealthiest men in Madrid, maybe all Spain. It's said he amassed his fortune by playing both sides in the Iberian campaign. Of course, nobody can prove it, and he's got so many of the townspeople in his thrall, nobody would believe it either.
The whole town?
Not all. Just enough to keep himself safe from pointing fingers. Whatever else he might be, he's got a good head for business.
Almost reminds me of the USA when you picked me up, Doctor.
On a smaller scale, but yes, I see what you mean.
Ah, Mariano, glad you could join us. Shall I fetch the waiter to take your order?
No, I don't feel hungry now, Doctor. Thank you, anyway.
Mr. Goyo, what's wrong?
Did that devil make you another offer, senor?
Yes, he did, Miguel. And a very good one at that. I want to save the house in the worst way. But he keeps trying, and his numbers are getting very, very tempting.
But you can't sell the house! After that scumbag!
I know. Please, keep your voice down. People are staring.
I'm sorry. It's just, well...
We have some knowledge you may not.
Then tell us.
We can't. It's against some laws. Important ones that are enforced very strongly. We can help you, though. You just have to trust us.
How do we know you aren't working with Solazano?
Miguel, have they given any indication at all that they are?
Well, no, but...
No buts. If they are offering their assistance, I say we should let them help.
Well, if you want us to, we're more than happy to lend a hand. Judging by my companion's expressions, they agree.
Doctor, I'm frowning.
Oh, you're always frowning around this point in our little misadventures, Mr. Cobb. I've come to just ignore you and look at Whitney's expression.
Oh, gee, thanks. It's good to know that I can always count on you to value my opinion.
You're quite welcome. Now, I want you two to find and tail Solazano. If he spots you, act...
Natural, obviously, Doctor.
Quite. Now, I'll take Miguel to look for this apparition. Mariano, you go back to La Quinta del Sordo. I'm not entirely convinced that Solazano's ciphers won't try to make their way inside while you're out and about.
I hadn't even considered that. All right, Doctor. I leave things in your hands. Please, don't fail me.
I wouldn't dream of it. Now, off you go. Good day.
Goodbye. And thank you again, all of you.
There he is. Stay quiet and follow my lead.
I know the drill, Whitney. We've been at this sort of thing long enough.
True.
I still wish I could have finished my meal. I can see why the doctor had a craving.
Spanish cooking never sat well with me. Or am I thinking of Mexican... Oh! He's turning around. Act natural.
Quack?
Now's not the time to try being cute. He's on the move again. Come on.
Where is he? He should be here by now.
Senor?
There you are, boy. I've been looking everywhere for you. You are slower than a tortoise at times. You know that?
Yes, senor. I'm very slow and foolish, too. I think you'll be pleased to know that we're ready to seize La Quinta del Sordo this evening. The manuscript is ready and...
Keep your voice down. I don't want all of Madrid to know my intentions.
Can you hear what they're saying?
No, I can't. Not quite. Obviously, I did catch something about the villa, though.
They're headed down that alleyway. Come on, Zacharias, before we lose them.
Now, where have you gotten to, Mr. So-called apparition?
It only shows up maybe once a week.
What was?
The apparition, senor. I sincerely doubt it will show up twice in a single day.
Well, as much as I'd like to agree with your well-inferred observation, Miguel, I doubt it.
And why is that?
Just call it a feeling. A premonition. Well, of sorts, anyway. So, tell me, what else do you do beyond being Mariano's ward?
Nothing really. I used to work part-time at a butcher shop, but after Senor Goya took me in, I quit. Doctor, permit me to ask you something in return.
Yes?
What do you do? Doctor is merely your title, isn't it?
Indeed it is. As for what I do, well, I suppose you could say I...
Are you all right? Doctor? Doctor?
The apparition!
What?
The apparition!
Oh, Dios mio!
This is their headquarters? It looks more like some seedy Chicago dive.
Yeah. I think maybe we can get up one of those boxes over there and peek in through the window?
Well, look at you all proactive. Let's push that one over there and we can both get a good look, see?
Right.
Uh,
Magus, all has been prepared. Shall we begin immediately?
Absolutely. Where's the manuscript?
Here, Magus. I've turned it to the appropriate passages.
Thank you. Now, everyone, follow me.
They're coming, Doc.
My brethren, we are here to give our ritual one final test before the main event. This evening at 7 o'clock sharp, we shall take La Quinta del Sordo and summon our master. I shall now read from the sacred manuscript of Rosencruz. Cum vis sanis, qui hoc dicit ipsa stultior. Nos volumus cogitation. Dead vobis, Christibus. Decantans, pro Latinus. Sed potius, lepidus.
Keep away from him! It's vanished. Doctor, what's happening to you?
Samar, ipso diablo, ut ipsu tellus, ut usamar.
Doctor!
Caprinus totalitar, ad principis, um sin scientia.
Answer me, please.
Autem, ac voce, minax, ut, uramos, ut, siant.
What are they doing?
I don't know, I'm not sure I want to know, but I know that I'm freaking out.
Get your head down.
Huh? Behold, great Dyson Sorors, your master, the great Ego.